it's Neil Martin, and I'm on the board of management for the spring show, but also helping out as a steward.
How's the inaugural Saturday going?
Absolutely fantastic. If you look around the site, there are thousands of people that have turned out. Lots of happy faces, lots of happy families.
Are you going to do it again next year?
I sincerely hope so, yep. The plan is at the moment, yes, we will. So, as with always, lessons to be learned. But, you know, generally it's been a fantastic day so far.
And I have to ask Neil, what's your favourite thing about the show so far?
I think it's got to be the sheep show. If you've never seen a sheep dance, you've got to come down.
Joe, what are we witnessing right now?
So we're at the spring show and we're witnessing the dog show. It looks like, so Jack Russell has just won a race. It chased a sort of ferret looking thing. I'm now watching a woman wrestle the Jack Russell.
A fake ferret looking thing.
Yes, fake ferret on a string. Watching a woman wrestle the Jack Russell, which is quite difficult to say. He really won't let go. He is hanging. He's been lifted off the ground. His back legs are off the ground.
Where's the scissors too? Anybody got the scissors? We'll cut them off.
All right, we're about to have a race.
What's your money on?
Well, I've just seen the Jack Russell absolutely dominate this, so I assume a Jack Russell will win again.
Here we go then. You ready? I think Fatso won it.
And the Jack Russell won.
And the Jack Russell won, but that time it was a lot less clean
cut. It was a close one.
There was a time I thought a spaniel was going to get it, and then another Jack Russell, but this one, Fatso the Jack Russell.
There was a child running in it as well.
Yeah, there's children in the arena.
It's chaos.
It is chaos.
Wonderful chaos.
Fun chaos.
So I'm here with local business Fedora Flowers. How are you finding the spring show?
It's very good. It's getting busy. Definitely getting busy. It's hopefully the sun might come out.
So tell us about your local business.
So we are a local flower farm. We started last year. At the moment, we just grow on a couple of small patches of land, but we're hoping to expand when we can find a more suitable piece. Started last year, got the tulips in the ground in the autumn, so we have something to sell this spring, and hopefully we'll just go from there.
And you've got loads of lovely flowers here today, grown in the DT1 area. Can you tell me about these flowers?
So what we've got today are locally grown tulips, which are, in our opinion, far better than your normal supermarket tulip. They're about five times the size of a regular tulip, and obviously no air miles. We don't use any chemicals on them. So yeah, a much better deal as far as we're concerned.
I'm here with Dorset Shine Craft Gin. Tell us about your local business.
We are a local craft distillery, making artisan gin. We're a small family-run business based in Bournemouth. We've got six flavours. We've got our base London Dry, which is juniper forward, and then we've got our lemon, orange, lime, which are all natural flavourings and colourings and fresh zest to get the true flavour. And then we've just released our Dorset Naga, because we've collaborated with Weymouth 51, and we've used their Dorset Naga sauce to make our London Dry with a bit of heat.
How are you finding the Dorset Spring Show?
No, it's really good, really good, really nice people, really busy. Signal for card machines is an absolute nightmare. But generally, no, really nice, really nice, really nice welcome from all the staff and stewards and stuff. So no, it's been really good.
I'm here with Claire from Kingston Moorwood College. Would you like to tell us about these beautiful spring lambs in front of us?
Hello, yes. So here we've got nine lambs that have born this spring. They vary in age from 4 to 8 weeks, and they're orphan lambs for different number of different reasons. They're here enjoying a nice day out, being nice and social on the front gates of the show.
Your colleague here has one of them on her lap. Are they happy to be petted, these lambs?
Yes, they're very happy about being petted. Where they're orphans, they're bottle fed, so they're very used to human interaction, and the students do a lot of interaction with them as well.
Is lambing one of your favourite times of year? Or I better ask, are they your favourite baby farm animal?
Ooh, really close with the calves, but they're also very cute. Lambing is really fun, pretty intense for a few weeks, and then, yeah, really nice to see the rewards when they're all out in the field frolicking and playing, so yes.